Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email on Sunday, actually. Gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do at our site, including listen to thousands of archives, including some of which are archives of past interviews that we have conducted with our good friend Bill Jensen, who's back with us. Bill, as you know, is the author of the Simplicity Survival Guide, or Survival Handbook, I should say. He's got a new book out called What Is Your Life's Work? Brand spanking new out within the last couple of weeks. And he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sir James.
It's good to have you back.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Did you know that today is National Handshake Day?
These are the kind of things I learned listening to your
show.
This is why you
come back, isn't it?
This is why I tune in. Important facts.
Well, you know, you can learn a lot about somebody from their handshake, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the guy who has to squeeze you down to your knee, you know, just so that he can prove that he's stronger, and then you got the one who you feel like you picked up a soggy roll of toilet paper or something, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's how you feel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to have a good firm handshake, but guys have to be careful when they're shaking the hands of ladies, don't they?
Absolutely. But I was too careful last night. I was on a TV show with somebody, and he shook the interviewer's hand much more firmly than I did. And
yeah?
And he got complimented.
Oh,
so
really?
It does work.
Oh. Well, that was unfortunate, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you learn.
Bill, your new book is What Is Your Life's Work? This, to me, this is something that this book hits small business owners right between the eyes. Because you and I both know small business owners do a lot of really important things, and we're going to talk about some of those things. But sometimes, because of the way things work, because of the life that we live, and sometimes the way we do our business, and when the big decisions have to be made, we're kind of alone sometimes, and sometimes we don't feel like we're all that important. And what do you got to say to small business owners about that?
Well, I think, you know, I too am a small business owner, so I can very much relate. And it's kind of like the books that I've written. Many of your listeners might feel the same way. I knew I was having an impact on some of the topics that I had written about. Very transactional, very helpful. Thank you for helping me make things simple. But was I nourishing my own soul, and was I helping others, you know, deep mm-hmm. and profoundly? And I wasn't sure about that until I wrote this book. And it's an amazing book, Jim. It's a collection of letters from us to our kids about what really matters at mm-hmm. work. And I find, you know, our kids keep us honest. You know, it's one thing to go through the day focused on customers or our employees. But then, you know, we look back at our kids or those we love if we don't have kids, and you got to be very truthful with them. You got to tell them what's troubling. And even if you don't tell them outright, they know. So these conversations, these letters brought out conversations between these small business owners that ended up being very, very powerful.
How much do you think the conversations with the children, how much do you think the children already knew just by observing their parents?
Oh, they already know. You know, they. Let's be honest, we can't hide this from them. I think the biggest thing that, you know, they may not know all the details, you know, regardless of their age, newborn or, you know, out of college and into the work field, anywhere in between, or grown, you know, 30, 40-year-old kids. For example, most of us in the workforce, Jim, about 75% of us are disengaged from our jobs, meaning we're really struggling with the gap between what we know is truly important and everything we're supposed to do every day. And there's so much we feel obligated to do and too little time for what really matters. Our kids know that. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to have a conversation with them about that. They sense it. What we do need to have a conversation about is how are we trying to fix it? How are we trying to be truly engaged in our jobs?
But sometimes the only thing that comes across is our reaction to this. Sometimes we don't take the time to really verbalize what's happening. And I think for fathers especially, that's hard to do because if we talk about it, we sort of have to admit that we're afraid sometimes.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Jim, because one of the toughest things for me to do in collecting these letters, initially they were very spiritual and wonderful, but they were also cliches. You know, be true to yourself, follow your bliss, but the letters stop there. And I learned I had to be a tough love editor to get stuff out of them, which is talk about your mistakes, talk about your failures, mm-hmm. talk about what you're struggling with, talk about what you're not sure about yet, and admit that to your kids. One father talked about how he learned his work ethic from his father and says, I don't know how to translate that to you. Help me. You know, another family, it was amazing, Jim. John Harvey was an executive of American Express, and we've all experienced office politics. Mm-hmm. He's experienced it to the max, and he got fired over it. And he wrote to his kids, the most important thing we have next to love is trust. And I trusted the wrong person, and mm-hmm. you need to trust very well in your life. And if I know I have been trusted at the end of my life, I know I've lived a good life. And Helen, his wife, came back to me and said, John is really struggling with being fired. What do we do? Can we write letters? So three of his four kids wrote letters to him. His wife wrote letters to him. And what happened? This created a family dialogue that revolved around work. He left a big company, American Express. He became a small business owner. He owns a fish store now. And he decided his passion was in helping customers and doing the things that a small business owner does. Helen, you know, his wife, became a stay-at-home mom and stayed as a stay-at-home mom because of this family discussion they had. His kids helped him decide to downsize their house because the big house wasn't important, but staying in the same neighborhood was. They made family decisions together.
And did they find out that they're now happier than they were?
Absolutely.
And it took this, but it took that kind of brain damage, that kind of anguish. Sometimes it takes that to get to that point. And what I want to talk about when we come back is how we listen for those signals, how we see some of these things sometimes that maybe we don't like, how they really are things that are speaking to us about what we should really be doing. We're going to talk about that some more with our good friend Bill Jensen, the author of What Is Your Life's Work? Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Here's Hart to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Jensen, the author of What Is Your Life's Work? And Bill, give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please.
www.ourlifeswork.com. That's ourlifeswork.com. And Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all over the place.
All right. And he's also the author of Simplicity. Many of you have heard us talk about the book on the show in the past, and you probably have that book, and you know what a great one it is. Bill, small business owners, many small business owners, especially those who've been around, who've been in business, say, for the last 10 years or less, you know, they're hearing what you're saying about you know, the example you gave of the guy from American Express and his experiences. You know, I was downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s. That's how I started. That's how I became a small business owner. I said, you know what? I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. and so a lot of people have come to that conclusion. But I do think that sometimes we don't realize, if we're small business owner, we need to be doing something else. We need to be moving in another direction. If we're not being an owner yet, and of course, small business is not for everybody. You know that.
Right.
But whatever it is that sometimes the world and sometimes our reaction to the world is speaking to us in ways that we're reacting to. We're not a product of that event. We're a reaction to that event.
Absolutely.
And what can you say to help us understand when the world is speaking to us and telling us, you know, you need to move right or you need to move left, and we sometimes resist that.
It is so hard to hear that message, Jim. I mean, I'm fortunate. This October, I'll be celebrating my 20th anniversary as a small business owner.
Congratulations!
So I've been through all the peaks and valleys that you know our listeners have been, all of them and more. And it's so hard when you're struggling with the economy and everything else. What do I focus on? Most of us forget to focus on us. So one of the most difficult tasks we have in life is looking in the mirror and reflecting on where am I going, what's important to me, and it changes during your life. The impetus for this book and you know my discovering my new life's work was 11 years ago when my mom died.
Mm-hmm.
And you know there are different milestones in your life. Now that was again in the middle of my entrepreneurship, and it totally shifted my focus of where I wanted to take my business. And it took me, frankly, I didn't know it right away. It took me a few years to figure it out.
So you're saying that sometimes a moment of clarity becomes a year or two of clarity.
Absolutely.
Or maybe more. My friend Mark Allen says his 5-year plan took 10 years.
and the one thing that I have found to expedite that, if not expedite it, certainly clarify it, is write the legacy. And I mean literally write. Most of us think about this stuff, but the discipline of writing forces you to be clearer than you usually are. But write, these are sometimes called legacy letters.
Mm-hmm.
Write the legacy that you are leaving behind right now. And be honest with yourself. Lock yourself in a closet.
Right, what does that look like? How do we start that? Put the pen in our hand and bump our elbow so we start. How do we do this? What would it sound like?
Well, there are several guiding principles. And by the way, you talked about the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can download, even if you don't get the book, you can download some of these instructions.
Thank you.
But the first thing I tell people is be truthful. You know, there's no spin allowed.
Right.
You know, be honest about your accountabilities and where you screwed up.
If you find yourself spinning yourself, you probably got other problems you need to deal with first, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, so you know I practice what I preach, the newest Simplicity, my first book came out 5 years ago, the newest review of Simplicity on Amazon is my own, and I own up to all the mistakes that the reviewers say,
mm-hmm.
and I say, mea culpa, mea culpa. So, you know, you got to be truthful with yourself about where you're screwing up and be public about it. And be specific. This is the most important thing. Many of the letters I got, as I said, were, you know, be honest, be truthful to yourself, follow your bliss. Talk about examples. Write down examples in your life where you followed or, most importantly, did not follow your own advice.
Mm-hmm.
Where were your mistakes? Be vulnerable. Share that, just not for now on paper. You don't have to share it with anybody.
Right.
But be truthful, be honest, and tell stories. You know, once you're specific and say, I screwed up, go into a few paragraphs about what happened.
There's something about seeing words looking back at you from paper that make them land in your brain, isn't it?
It's amazing to you, amazing to all of us. And again, I'm not proposing writing this down because, you know, I'm a writer. This is a learned skill that didn't come naturally to me. But it's just the act of clarity. Most of us think we know what's important. But when you sit down and say, how am I managing my calendar, you know, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 10 to 11,
mm-hmm.
how am I managing hourly increments to be true to this vision of my legacy? And then once you write that down, you begin to discover, wow, I'm not as true as I could be. Let's talk
mm-hmm.
about that.
Another thing, Bill, as we go, as we wrap it up today, is you might want somebody to help you. You might be wanting help, but you might not know how to ask for it or what to ask for. Having written it down, it puts those thoughts in a better perspective. Bill, we got more to talk about. Will you come back again real soon?
I would love it.
We waited too long since the last visit. Let's don't do that this time.
You got it.
Bill Jensen, ladies and gentlemen, What Is Your Life's Work is the new book. Thank you, Bill. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Carlos Santana to take us out. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.